Last week, Vibe magazine announced that Eminem had won its Best Rapper Alive competition, an NCAA-style tournament that placed the top 64 MCs against each other. The web-based contest pulled users over a five-week period. During the first week, the 64 competing rappers were paired off and users were asked to select the best 32. The second week, that group of 32 was dwindled down to 16. Over the next few weeks, the list was cut down to the last two rappers standing, which were Jay-Z and Eminem. Well, Eminem won by a landslide of 69% compared to Jay-Z's 31%.
Best rapper alive.
Who Vibe magazine did this. They did an NCAA tournament style bracket of all these rappers. Maybe they did 64. I think they did start with 64 rappers. The matchups people complained about, but in the end, the final matchup was between Jay-Z and Eminem.
All right, Eminem, the best rapper alive.
Kanye, MC White, MC Light, Common, all better, I think.
That's what you say. The American people say Eminem.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're real close right now. I just got to, you know, just go through everything. I've probably done 100 songs in the last, you know, couple of years. But, you know, we just got to go through everything, pick the best ones, and you know, put it out.
I actually remember nothing. It was insane. I mean, I was drinking a lot. I was doing, you know, I was doing my little, you know, recreation things that I thought was recreation. It would catch up to me later. But, you know, at the time, it was like, oh, this is cool. Let me do this. You know, everybody, you know, we got this, we got that, you know, and it was like everything was there.
Yeah.
We would be doing two shows a day. Yeah. Sometimes we do two shows and then a like walkthrough appearance where we do one song. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So, I mean, it was hectic.
You came back off that tour, an alcoholic. No, I'm kidding. But you had tried drugs for the first, you know, like you said, you developed the character, started writing about drugs, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start taking the drugs, you know.
Yeah, I think I thought, like, I'm rapping about it. I guess it's okay to do it, you know.
Well, the problems were only beginning because, you know, you start mucking around with guns as well, and that got you in trouble, serious trouble.
Yeah, I'd have to say that wasn't very smart.
Yeah. The original question I was going to ask you about this was like, how serious were you? You know, how serious was this? Was there a real serious threat you were going to go to jail? It's like, yeah, you're in court, yeah. But I mean, how scared were you? And was this a huge turning point for you when you're standing in court?
Can you ask me like that though? How scared were you?
How scared was this? Like a real turning point for you when you're standing in court?
I mean, yeah, it was a turning point in the sense that it made me. I had to change my life. I had to make a decision. I think I made a decision when I was sitting in the back of a cop car. You know what I mean? So, but when I got through it, it was like, it was, I can't be acting like an idiot no more. I got kids. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, at the time it was like, I got a daughter. I got a niece. I can't be doing dumb like this.
Yeah.